Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Time for a look back. We're always looking in front of us for dangers. Always ready to defend ourselves and our home.
And our troops.
And our troops.
How many people do you think just turned the podcast off because they realized it was a recap episode?
No, people love this shit.
Okay, good.
Because I don't know about you, I have forgotten most of the stuff we talked about this year until I went back through our list in order to highlight some of our favorite shit of 2023. And man, it's what a wild year for a lot of different media categories, I would say.
I wanted to ask, when you said favorite.
Yes.
Do you mean like this was a favorite thing then and it's still a favorite thing now, or like this was the most fun to talk about?
This is work. What we do here. I like doing the show with you a lot.
Oh, okay.
I get to, like, you know, shoot the shit.
Work wife.
You're my work wife, and I get to shoot the shit with like my best bud. Mm-hmm. But it is work, right? And so for me, it's all about just like pure quality.
Interesting. Mine are a lot like most fun to talk about.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. It's good that we're sort of bringing different energies.
Because for me, it's like, and listeners probably have noticed this, I don't always bring a topic that is like my favorite thing, but it has a good story behind it that I really like.
Yes.
So it becomes a favorite just by the kind of origin of it.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do a small wonder before we...
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, we should.
And then what would be wild is if we could incorporate that small wonder into the recap of just be like, I really liked when we talked about...
Oh, did you include small wonders?
Sometimes.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We obviously didn't talk about this very much.
That's fine.
I think it's fine.
That's fine.
It's the spirit of the show.
It's the spirit. I'm going to say small wonder.
Okay.
Honestly, one of my top three Christmas movies now. We watched yesterday, which was Spirited. Brand new. Just came out last year on the Apple TV platform. It's a movie musical. Featuring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds and Octavia Spencer and a bunch of incredible folks in that film. And it's fantastic.
It really is. I feel like by being on the Apple TV platform, there's probably a big chunk of people that haven't seen it.
Yes.
But it is so funny, and the music is good, and the performances are great.
The message of it is also good.
It is, yeah.
You think like there's not many more depths left to plumb in the like holiday movie like category, but I think that they do a very noble job of talking about changing a person through the lens of A Christmas Carol. Just great, just fantastic. Can't recommend it enough.
I am going to say for my small wonder, I'm going to say Bath Toys.
Okay.
For whatever reason, small son has become more resistant to taking a bath, which I don't totally get because it's not like we put him through some kind of rigorous cleansing process, but it's been hard to get him in there. And so I went out and I got like a little bath toy that looks kind of like a water slide. And all of a sudden, he's taken two baths in like 4 days, which is
pretty good for us.
Which is rare for him.
He's if you don't have kids, or even if you do, and that sounds like not a lot of baths, kids don't make a lot of stink. They don't
sweat in a smelly way yet.
No,
you know?
Not yet.
Well, they do. I would say Henry does.
Okay. I don't know why you have to put our son in a bath like that.
Well, I'm just saying, like Gus, It's rare that like he has a funk, but I feel like Henry has had a funk before.
Once or twice, yes.
Okay.
But yes, I love playing with bath toys with Gus. It's very, very good. Uh-huh. I don't know how he got so deep, but he's really into water slides. Don't know why. He's not. I mean, I guess he likes slides a lot.
That's the thing, right? I think one of those videos came up, and he's always been a big fan of slides. And then when you add the water element, the person goes very fast.
So fast. Some of these water slide technology has also come a long way.
Yeah, the little platform drops out.
Well, platform drops out. That's fun. There's the like rings of light that you go through sometimes on some of these water slides that are like illuminated from within. That's cool shit, man.
Can I ask you a question about water slides?
Uh-huh.
I do not have a lot of water slide experience in that I have ridden in tubes, but I've never like put my body flat on a water slide before. Doesn't a whole bunch of water get in your head, like ears, nose, mouth?
Not a whole.
It just seems like laying down in the water and then going very fast into more water would just send a bunch of fluid into your orifices.
So what my issue is on a very fast water slide, where the centrifugal forces are considerable, the fluid that reaches my head is my blood, and it makes me go to sleep, have a little nap, have a little inside the water slide slidey nap.
That has to happen like every day.
Someone just goes to sleep on a water slide because of how much blood gets in their head because of this, the G-force?
I have to assume.
Yeah.
It can't just have been you.
It happened to me one time, and I didn't ride water slides for a while.
Of course. How scary. I can't imagine the experience of being a parent and your child arrives at the bottom, passed out.
Just a sleepy boy.
That's terrible.
Good night. Enough about me. 2023. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get wild.
All right.
I have a pretty huge like bucket of stuff this year.
Do you want me to share the stats?
Oh, I'd love to hear the stats. Yes, let's start with the stats.
Okay, so this is all from wonderful.fyi. It looks like we did exactly 100 topics.
That's wild.
I mean, right? Because like there's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, I guess
we probably skipped 2 weeks. We do two an episode.
Okay.
I didn't count Small Wonders.
That's fine.
The top category I saw, there was a tie.
It has to be poetry, right?
No.
Oh, wow.
I lumped any kind of game together. If it was like a video game or a board game.
Okay, I see.
So there were 10 games and then 10 food and beverage items.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
See, I didn't pull a lot of food and beverage items off of my calculations. I guess we did talk about games. I guess I did bring like the Resident Evil series and JRPGs.
You did Zelda. You did Risk. I did Twister.
Yes. The JRPG of physical games.
9 poets. So close.
So pretty close. Yeah. Some great freaking poets in there this year, man.
Yeah. I thought about picking a favorite and I just couldn't do it. Like I would say of the 9 poets, 7 of them were new to me this year.
Yeah, sure.
Like only 2 had I heard of before we started this year's episodes. So they're all so fresh. I feel like I think the
poem about the mom flushing the fish down the toilet.
Yeah, like that's recent.
Silver,
that's
like coins.
That's Carrie Fountain.
Carrie Fountain. That was a fucking banger.
You also liked the Franny Choi. Like what is it called? The here I can tell you because I have it pulled up. Unrequited love song for the Panopticon.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember she wrote a poem to like AI? Basically?
Yes.
And then I have 5 music group / artists.
Okay, so I did pull this.
Okay.
Because I want to say this year I was going through the list and I saw Petey on there. And I was like, that's a huge one for me. I got real into Petey. Justin sent me a link to Don't Tell the Boys, which is a powerful anthem of male friendship. And I found that very empowering and wonderful. And then I got to see Petey when he came to the 930 Club here in D.C. last month. And it was a fucking kick-ass show. I haven't been to a concert in forever, and it was really nice. However, I think you brought my favorite music of the year.
Oh, the Beths?
The Beths.
That was like the only artist I brought this year.
Well, babe, you got it in one. The Beths.
Yeah.
What a tremendous band.
Yeah.
I have been listening to them so much this year. If our kids had not completely destroyed my Spotify algorithm, I feel like the Beths would have gotten my number one spot with
a bullet. Maybe on our drive to Huntington, we'll actually be able to listen to music we like.
I would love that. I would love that.
It would be incredible.
But yeah, man, there is a music video for one of their songs called Knees Deep, where they all, I don't know if you've seen that one. You may have brought it.
Is it where they bungee jump?
Where they all go bungee jumping. That is like good move food for me, man. If I'm ever not feeling great, I watch that music video and it just puts a little spring in my step. They did a Tiny Desk concert. That was really good. I'm wild about the best. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Was that it for music?
Yeah, those are the two sort of big highlights for me.
We also did three songs, like three discrete songs.
Yes.
You may remember Turn Down for What.
Turn Down for What, yes.
I love it.
I also love Turn Down for What. It's like my really good one.
You know, that was also a song you brought.
Oh, okay.
And what was the third one? Oh, and Stay, Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Were all three of those mine?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can never like pick a song because I don't typically have enough to say about it to make it like a segment, you know?
Yeah, I think all of those have like a fun story either behind their creation or the music video.
Yeah.
Or, like each one of those, I feel like there was a lot to talk about, which is why I felt empowered to discuss them. We kind of jumped over food. I did pull one food thing on my favorites list. And
yes.
It sort of really, I don't know, characterized the year for me. And that was Chupa Chups. We have.
Yeah.
I've eaten my weight in Chupa Chups this year.
Do you have a secret stash again?
I don't.
What happened to the minis?
I don't know.
They've got to be in the pantry somewhere. We got a bunch of like the little tiny, tiny ones.
They don't do it for me. That's not enough.
No?
I need to eat four or five of those in order to even feel anything at all. They're so small. I talked about the size of the Chupa Chup being a perfect lollipop size.
Yeah, see, it's too much for me.
That's where you and I
get real impatient with lollipops. I like a Dum Dum, actually, kind of like that size.
Dum Dums are right.
Chupa Chups,
the tiny Chupa Chups are just a fraction of a hair smaller than a Dum Dum.
Yeah. I guess because neither of our sons have really ever finished a lollipop. Like the smaller, the better.
That's a great point. The number of 10% eaten Chupa Chups that
that must break your heart.
Oh, every time, especially when it's one of the good flavors, like the strawberries and cream or the soda flavor. Oh, heartbreaking every time. But thank you, Chupa Chups. Got really into you this year.
Yeah.
It is wild to me that we haven't done TV.
Yeah. So the next topic I have, like the next leaderboard, is five TV shows.
I could do a whole episode about the TV this year. I think this was a strong year for a few different types of things. I think it's a great year for games. If talking about small wonders and games, I brought Baldur's Gate 3, which was phenomenal. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which was phenomenal. We are going to be weighing those two when we record the Besties Game of the Year special, and I have no fucking idea which way it's going to go down. Was this the year you got into Stardew? Or was that last year?
Oh, man. I think it was this year.
Okay.
No.
No. That must have been last year.
No, it must have been last year.
Anyway. TV was good as hell this year. It was so good this year. I have five scripted series on my list, including Small Wonders, and that is Our Flag Means Death Season 2, absolutely incredible. The Bear Season 2, absolutely incredible. Poker Face, Barry Season 4, and Scavenger's Reign, which is one that I got into and you did not, but is one of my favorite shows ever. That's crazy. Then when we get into the unscripted category,
yes,
specifically from our friends in South Korea and Japan, it was a absolutely phenomenal year.
The
staples hit hard. Survivor, both seasons, fucking great.
Yeah.
Amazing Race, fantastic. Great season. Great characters, great times, great oldies. But then, like, Physical 100.
Yeah.
So good. They are making a season 2 of that. I was Googling all of these yesterday.
It seems hard. I wonder if there'll be repeats because it seems hard to continue to find 100
strong people.
There's got to be some returning members on that one.
I like that. I like that. I hope that they like super glue their shattered torso statues back together.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun. I like that. Love Village.
Yes.
Love Village, a fun twist on the sort of Terrace House format where a bunch of older folks find love while living in and remodeling a house
together. I was crazy about that show.
I was so wild about that
show. It had everything. It was just like, it was, there was romance. There was just kind of reality living together stuff. There was like home renovation stuff.
Yes.
It was like, it was a bunch of genres like smushed together. I loved it.
The panel, the two people,
yes,
Becky
the panel.
And I can't remember the guy's name, but they were so, so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Village. Love that one. Another season of that one on my desk pronto. Similar vein, Love After Divorce. Divorcees,
yeah.
Living together, loving together, laughing together. Whoa.
Did we?
We finished that.
We did
boy.
Finish. Yeah. Did we?
We did.
Yes. Yeah. Because didn't I'm trying to remember the outcome. Wasn't
I mean,
it
I'm
like
not gonna spoil the
yeah? I don't want to spoil it. But I think there was a period of time where we kind of fell off. Like after they leave their little vacation, they like go out and live in the real world, and the
it
show
slows down a little bit.
Show moves a little bit slower. So we kind of. We're slow on the ending, but we did. You're right. We did finish it.
The Traitors, I believe,
yeah.
debuted this year. Fucking great, great. Alan Cumming,
uh-huh.
just bringing everything I needed and didn't know that I needed. A clever game of deception, and it was like the Mole sort of reboot that I always wanted, because the Mole reboot that came out last year was pretty god awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
Then we get. Sirens Survive the Island.
Wow, yeah.
That was the Capture the Flag survival game featuring
yeah.
teams of women from six different professions. That one absolutely slaps ass. Then we get New World, which is probably my favorite of the set. It's
yeah.
probably one of my favorite reality shows I've ever watched, with the six Korean sort of variety show performers
reality
living
shows
on island together.
Maybe specifically in this country, follow kind of a formula in that usually by episode two, you know everything they're going to do.
Yes.
And that show, every episode was just like a complete surprise.
Just super fun games.
Yeah.
Super funny people.
People really committed. Like there's a bunch of fantastical elements and they all just went with it, you know?
Yeah. I think it represents a new genre of show. And I think you could probably say that about a couple of the shows on this list. Like Physical 100, I think, did the sort of battle royale style thing better and maybe even a bit more ethically than other reality shows have attempted to do in the post Squid Games era. We did not watch we watched one challenge of the episode of the challenge Squid Game, didn't we? And it was not. Didn't necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Physical 100 was absolutely dope like that. Siren Survived the Island was so ambitious and impeccably made, and the New World was just entertaining. Every moment of it was just nonstop entertainment. So like it is wild to me all of those came out this year. All of
yeah.
those almost all of those new brand new shows
yeah.
firing on all cylinders. It was a tremendous year for this genre of TV that you and I think are pretty well versed in at this point.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's not common for us to see a lot of movies just having children like we do, but I don't think we really saw that many movies this year.
No, we sure didn't. I'm trying to remember. And we just went and saw Trolls 3.
We saw the Barbie movie.
I saw Oppenheimer by myself.
Yeah.
Barbie was great. Didn't care for Oppenheimer too terrible much.
Didn't you see something with your family when you were on tour?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I definitely had a 4DX theater going experience this year.
Was it a fast movie?
I don't think it was a fast movie, no.
No.
But it couldn't have been a slow movie. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, not yeah, I feel like movies, we fell off of movies. We had to take a break from movies because TVs was so good.
It was very good.
I think TV was so good this year.
Yeah.
The Barry finale? Fucking
unreal.
Forks? Episode 8, season 2 of The Bear Forks, the best maybe
yeah.
television episode ever.
Yeah.
Feast of Seven Fishes episode. There's so much good TV out there, man. So yeah, that was TV for me.
The only other category I have where I lumped a bunch of things together, I have four characters.
Oh, okay.
We talked about MC Scat Cat.
Oh my God.
Which that's what I'm talking about when I say like it's not
your
like,
favorite thing.
Not like I love MC Scat Cat, but that was fun to talk about.
That was the world's first marketing-based OC. That was the world's first... Oh, I guess you could say that about, like, the mascot, right? Like, was the Noid the world's first marketing-based OC? But this was the first, I think, transmedia, cross-platform, full-court press marketing original character. And I'm absolutely obsessed with his lineage and history.
You talked about Grimace.
Yeah.
Grimace really blew up this year.
He did, in a lot of ways that I don't really appreciate, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, the whole evil Grimace thing, it feels strange to me.
It feels strange to me. It's one thing if TikTok wants to get his hands on Grimace and make him to be a scary killer guy. It's another thing for Grimace to then show up in a bunch of kids' YouTube videos as a scary monster and in Roblox as a scary killer named Grimace. I hate that because the youths must be protected and be able to make their own decisions about Grimace.
Yeah, I like that. No, I agree with you. I don't tell me that he's evil. Let me decide.
Let me decide if Grimace is evil. Of all the McDonaldland characters, I think he's the least evil of them.
Wow, interesting.
If I turn a corner in a dark alley.
What did Fry Girl ever do to you?
Fry Girl, who, I don't know who Fry Girl is.
It was like a bird.
Birdie, I think was.
Oh, was that her name?
Yeah, not Fry Girl. There were Fry Guys. Those were the little kooshball looking fellas.
Okay.
If I saw one of those in a dark alley, no thanks. If I saw Birdie, no thanks. If I saw Ronald in a dark alley, no thanks. But Grimace is just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, okay.
But then he kills people with his milkshake. Fucking grow up, America.
I brought the Charmin Bears, which was very contentious.
Was it?
Got a lot of backlash on that. Well, because people found that, you know, it was kind of like I discussed earlier in that nobody really believed that I loved these bears, which, you know, I don't. I don't have like a little picture of the bears on my fridge, you know. But I enjoyed the fact that they exist and that somebody used them for this purpose.
Yes,
I enjoy the story of the bears.
I think that your inclusion of the Charmin Bears and their great works in this program really speaks to your growth as a mother of two
no, that's
poop,
true.
Poop and butt focused boys.
Yes. Yes.
It is a gross stereotype. If you got little boys, they're going to talk about poops and butts and farts a lot.
Yeah.
But it's that for a reason, because it is true. That's exactly what they do pretty much around the clock. And I think that 2015 Rachel never would even think twice about the Charmin Bears.
That's true.
I'm glad.
So that's growth, you think?
I think that's growth.
Okay. Good.
Growth doesn't have to mean good, right?
Like, no, I like that. You're right.
Like black mold grows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's take a brief break and then we'll wrap up the year.
Well, no, remember what we say?
Yeah, I forget. Let's steal you away. Let's steal you out of
Let's
here.
Let's steal you out of here.
We all got needs. And to satisfy those needs, we subscribe to different services to fulfill those needs. Some of them are pretty dang good at it, if I do say so myself. But then you put away your childish things. You say, I don't have a need for a string cheese subscription service.
This huge box of string cheese every month and immediately throwing it away.
Yeah.
Maybe I should not receive this huge box of string cheese every month.
But you forget, don't you? So easily.
I know.
Your many subscriptions you've scattered, like Johnny Appleseed to his apple seeds. Well, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I've used Rocket Money before, and it found, not a joke, maybe six things that I had completely forgotten about. Like, maybe about $50 a month worth of shit that I just completely did not know, nor did I interface with the things that I was subscribing to.
Yeah, it's like that. We got that one app that promised to show us hockey and then almost entirely stopped showing us hockey.
Yep. And Rocket Money was like, you're not watching the hockey anymore. The Blues lost and not in the playoffs. Anyway, Rocket Money is fantastic, and we recommend using it if you think you might have some of those phantom subs. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wonderful. That's rocketmoney.com/wonderful. One last time, rocketmoney.com/wonderful. Folks, I'm recording this ad by myself because Rachel, she did something totally wild. She hopped on her electric e-bike and she was like, I am out of here. And then she zoomed off. She hit a ramp and flew up in the sky like an E.T. movie and just went so fast that I was like, dang, where'd my wife even go? And she yelled from over the horizon on a bike adventure. And so I have to celebrate that. I have to cheer for her on that. This bike that Rachel got from Electric E-Bike, it is one, very sleek and stylish. It looks fast because it is. The battery lasts forever. It shows up at your door, ships for free. It's got a quick toolless assembly, and you can even fold it up for easy travel and storage. It is the perfect time of year to have a sweet little bike for yourself to go on your own bike adventures away from your husband. Anyway, go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com, and please mention that Wonderful sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
Last week, The Greatest Generation, the comedy podcast about old Star Trek TV shows like Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, just had its 500th episode.
And Greatest Trek, the podcast about the new Star Trek shows like Strange New Worlds, Lower Decks, and Discovery, just had its 250th episode.
So whether you have a task that's roughly 750 hours long, or you want to learn about some of the production techniques that go into making one of the greatest franchises in television history, you should give us a try either way.
The Greatest Generation and Greatest Trek, the best reviewed, most listened to Star Trek podcasts in the world. They're on Maximum Fun.
Cameron Esposito here, comedian and host of Queery. Every week I get to interview someone amazing from the LGBTQIA plus community. Some queeros. I chat with them about their lives, loves, careers, and more. I've talked to, you know, giant celebs, Trixie Mattel, Lena Waithe, Tegan, and Sarah Quinn, but also astronauts, reverends, nurses. It's funny, it gets deep, and hopefully it makes you feel like you're part of something. Join me every Monday on Maximum Fun to listen to Queery with Cameron Esposito.
So the fourth one, we're talking about characters.
Okay.
And I felt like you might bristle at this, but I was trying to decide whether or not the Mothman could be called a character.
I think so.
Okay.
Insofar as like Bigfoot is a character or, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is mythology. He has been a character in things, including the hit Richard Gere movie, The Mothman Prophecies. although I don't think you ever actually see the Mothman in The Mothman Prophecies, which is pretty strange, if you ask me. Pretty iconic looking.
Well, it's like Jaws, right? You're waiting to see. You're waiting to see it.
Yeah, except that the Mothman's not quite Jaws, because this would be like if Jaws popped up from the water and was like, your boat's extended warranty is expiring! Ah! And then went back down. There's some rocks up ahead! Ah!
I mean, that would be very useful.
That would be cool. Helpful Jaws?
Uh-huh. And so then everything else we talked about is just kind of like grab bag. Like the science-y stuff I really liked. I talked about olfactometers.
Yes.
You know that like smell device?
Yeah,
I talked about smell dating.
You had a very stink focused.
I had a stink heavy year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
I think when you get to a certain point in recording a podcast about things you like,
yes,
you start thinking about, like, what do I like to look at? And what do I like to do?
What do I taste?
What do I like to listen to?
Yeah.
What do I like to eat?
Yeah. What do I like to touch?
What do I like to touch?
But you don't do stink that much, do you?
Now I do.
Now you do Sting.
That's where I'm at. I imagine, I can't even, actually, no, I can't even imagine what we will be talking about a year from now.
We'll be talking about the nano machine. Well, we talked 14 different nano machine discussions. That was in there.
We're going to talk about our new hologram butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be ineffective. I don't know what a hologram butler would be able
to do. Well, he would tell us when our warranty was expiring.
Yeah, but it would be like all the social discomfort of having a sort of stranger in your home with you with none of the like actual like services that a butler provides.
Man, the boys would just punch him all the time.
They would try. They would pass right through him. Do you know what I mean? Like he's a hologram.
Yeah, that's true.
Why would they punch him? Why do you think our beautiful, precious boys would punch?
I mean, you've seen what they do with stuffed animals.
Yeah, but this would be a man. They don't punch men.
But it's a hologram.
So I guess they
would know it's not real and there are no repercussions, and so they would go for it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do that? Just to get some...
No, because you need the impact. As an adult, you need the impact for satisfaction.
And he wouldn't, like... Is he able to react to us? Would he be like, ha ha ha, excellent haymaker, Master Henry?
Maybe in the same way that, like, Siri does, you know? Like, I'm not going to play your game.
I don't think I want to punch the hollow butler. Okay. I'm not sure I want anyone to punch the hollow butler.
I'm not making you.
Okay, thank you.
You don't have to. Oh, you know what? I also talked about Scratch and Sniff.
Jeez, Rach.
I know. Or you did?
No. I don't think that's possible. I think that was you.
Okay.
That feels like a Rachel topic.
Okay.
Although, gosh, who knows? It's been so long. I think that's all we have prepared. Anything else about 2023 in review? I know you didn't do the small wonders, but is there anything else we discussed that sticks out that didn't make the list?
Wait, that we didn't discuss or we did discuss?
I guess that we didn't discuss.
Oh, I mean, I would have brought it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You left no stone unturned. What am I thinking? If you had a pearl, you would present it. To the audience.
Yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, here's looking forward to 2024. Hopefully we will get even more good TV, new Chupa Chup varieties, a new Beth's album, maybe more poets, characters.
Yeah. I will say a lot of what you and I do is return to favorites of our youth, too.
That is true.
So we don't need 2024 to do all the work for us.
No. Although maybe 2024 will be Hamburglar year. Maybe 2024 will be Hamburglar year.
I think it's going to be hard to say Hamburglar over and over again.
Hamburglar. 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 Anyway, thanks so much for listening to our show all year round.
Do you have any listener submissions, or are we?
I didn't pull any for this one. But again, we do.
That's something I can talk about. Actually, I am glad for the return of listener submissions.
Yes, me too. Wonderfulpodcast@gmail.com. Still not getting a ton of submissions in, so if you want to shoot us an email with a one or two sentence description of what your wonderful thing is, and then when we come back next year, because we are not going to have a new episode out next week, then we will consider it, maybe put it at the end of the show.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. You can find a link to that in the episode description. Thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows that they have over there. You're going to find something you love. I guarantee it. You can still watch the Candlemas video.
Oh, you
video
can?
On
I was
going to
say, I wonder if you can still get in there.
Yes, for the next like week and a half, you can do so. If you go to bit.ly/CandleNights2023, you can watch it on demand. It's almost 2 hours long. There's a bunch of funny bits from pretty much the whole fam in there. And it was a true delight and joy to watch it with everyone else and sort of chat about it. And it always gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Me too.
So I think that's it, though. Please have a good rest of your year. Good holiday.
Or if you already had your holiday, I hope it was good.
Yes. Hopefully you have some time off of whatever your life demands of you to recharge and rejuvenate
and renew.
And we will see you rejuvenated and renewed
and recharged
and replaced and replaced like the ship of Theseus. next year in 2024. So long. Farewell.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.